Government says it is taking proactive steps to address the infrastructural challenge as a catalyst to boost the economy. Yesterday's short cutting for the construction of the three-tier interchange at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle by President John Mahama marked a milestone in the government's efforts to aggressively pursue infrastructural and multimodal transport projects in line with the Better Ghana agenda. Briefing the media at the Flagstaff House in Accra, a Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachifusu, said the government, in partnership with players in the private sector, will construct a number of thermal plants to generate about 1,000 megawatts of electricity by 2015.
There currently are multiple thermal power projects that are ongoing in order to augment our electricity generation capacity. For instance, there is a sand power project which will add in excess of 300 megawatts of generation capacity. There's the General Electric project, which is the first phase of a 1,000 megawatts capacity thermal plant. Financial closure for that one has just been completed, and it is expected that within the near future, that project would also take place. Add this to the T3 project of 132 megawatts and the expansion project on the T2, which will add 110 megawatts of generation capacity. There's also the KTPP, the thermal power project, which will add in excess of 200 megawatts of electricity, which is currently ongoing. Now, if you put all of these together, we are inching close to 1,000 megawatts of generation capacity between now and 2015. Now, within the intervening period, other projects will take off in order that we achieve the 5,000 megawatts generation capacity. In the health field, I'm sure those of you who have driven past the Wage Hospital would see that construction has begun on what will be a 600-bed medical facility in order to boost or enhance the status of the Wage Hospital as a regional hospital. And that facility, which is expected to cost about $200 million, will ensure that we expand further access to healthcare for people within Greater Accra region. Now, when you put all of these together, you find that government is pursuing a very aggressive agenda that will ensure that we significantly improve upon our infrastructure across all sectors in order to position ourselves to further expand the economy.
A Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachifusu.